Greetings, curious minds. You're now tuned into the further adventures of Shortwave Kitsch. New stories, vintage vibes. If you enjoy what you hear and want to support the weird and wonderful, head over to swkradio.com. There you'll discover various ways to join our community and keep the transmissions alive. But don't worry, we'll remind you about that later. For now, let's tune in.
With open arms and hearts full of love and laughter, turn the lights down, sit back, and relax. We'll all share the fun, the frivolity, and a slew of other F-words. Leave your troubles at the door and forget all of your worries. For the next hour, you've discovered Shortwave Kitsch. And while we take a little break from the drama and adventure, how about another song? Maestro, take it away.
In a corner of a room, forgotten by time, in a small town covered in grit and grime, an upright piano stands untouched for years, silent symphony drowned in unspoken tears. Then one day, a man walks in, brushes off the dust with a hopeful grin. He plunks a note to check the tuning. It's perfectly clear. Keys, a forgotten tune, a spark ignites in that quiet room. As his fingers dance on the ivory keys, the wind changes course, a vibrant breeze. Life awakens on that whole dive, crescendo of joy.
Darkness falls. You'll find our spookily skillful stalkers of sinfully stunning talented phenomena. It's Hollywood Hunters. But before we visit our masters of the macabre, a brief word from our sponsors. Deep in the bowels of Paris, beneath the Palais Garnier Opera House, a shadow steps into the light in front of a young, little-known Swedish soprano named Christine Daae. Her reaction? Unexpected.
It's you!
Yes, it's me!
Why? Why have you brought me here?
I want you to gaze upon my visage and know me, girl. I remove my mask and...
It's
hideous! Yes, for I am Le Mort Vivant, the opera ghost, the...
The phantom of the opera!
Yes, that is me. I am he. You're terrified.
Terrified? No, not really.
Scared. A little scared, I mean.
Not particularly scared, no.
Disgusted?
A little, if I'm being honest.
See, I'm disgusting.
You're fine. It's just skin.
Yes. Blemished. Gangrenous. Ulcerated.
Your skin is worse than that. It's... under-moisturized.
Yes!
But we can solve that!
We can?
We can! With a little help from Dr. Clutterbuck's sensational skincare structure.
Dr. Clutterbuck's sensational skincare structure?
May I? Oh, don't turn away from me. You have have nothing to fear.
Are you sure?
As sure as Dr. Clutterbuck can do magic with his marvels of modern makeover techniques.
If you say so.
I do. Please, come here.
You have entranced me, my angel of music.
Don't do that. Don't put me on a pedestal like that.
Apologies.
First, be cleansed with Dr. Clutterbuck's confounding cold cream.
Oh, that's cold.
You okay?
Certainly, it feels good.
Once that's done, next comes the luscious lanolin.
Oh, yes, I like the way that sounds, but is it lanolin made of...
From the oil from sheepskin? Correct. It's collected from the most luscious wool from only first-rate sheep.
If there's one thing I know, it's sheep.
Excuse me?
I mean, I was born looking like this in France at the turn of the century. Sometimes the only people to talk to are the flock, if you get my drift.
We're going to change that today, aren't we?
Feels like it. And speaking of feels, I thought it would feel heavier.
Not with this Clutterbuck concoction. Simply seals in the moisture onto the final step. A little perfect petroleum jelly under the eyes.
Sounds exciting. What does this do?
Reduces puffiness.
Wow! I've always thought that my sunken eyes and lack of a nose was my largest problem.
What? Oh, a hurdle at best. We'll add a little contouring makeup and... voila!
Finished?
Finished. What do you think?
I feel like a new man.
Curtain up! The show has begun!
Not long after his miraculous makeover, Christine and her new benefactor will hit the Rue and Roots.
Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Then Paris, France, prepare yourself for not the Phantom of the Opera, but Eric Dubois, a new man!
Yes, it is I, Eric!
It's he! Yes.
This is incredible! The fresh air! Is that fish? Is that fish I smell?
The marketplace is a few streets over, and it's the afternoon.
Glorious!
Hide your children! Cover their eyes!
Run away!
I never knew life could be this good!
Why on God's earth would he allow this to happen?
He's a demon from the underworld!
This is the first day of the rest of your life.
Ready to make a change? Skincare isn't limited to ladies and immoral gentlemen. Dr. Clutterbuck has moved the needle as far as he can for personal care. Don't let the ladies have all the fun. And another tool to your chest? By utilizing Dr. Clutterbuck's sensational skincare structure. Look your best and show your inner light to the rest of the world.
That's one ugly mug!
And now... and now, we return to our regular scheduled program. Hollywood Hunters. There are those that fear the dark. There are those that avoid the shadows. There are those that shy away from the unknown, creepy or macabre. Then there's Patty.
Patty Ord, to be specific.
She'll find what haunts your dreams.
I can identify talent, I can.
And she'll do her best to put it up on the silver screen.
More like the silver scream.
Along with her partner, Jesse Ball.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Hey.
Away with words, that one.
Jesse Ball and Patty Odd are two halves of the whole that makes up Odd Ball Talent. Hiring all kinds of creatures.
Partial to them creatures.
All sorts of specters.
Who doesn't love a good specter?
All categories of chimera.
Sure, why not?
I don't think I even know what that is.
Maybe you're something that goes bump in the night looking for film work?
You looking for representation? Here, take a card.
If there be monsters, you'll find the Hollywood Hunters. Tonight's spine-chilling tale, The Shape of Slaughter. Sitting amongst the clutter in their tiny office, Patty Odd and Jesse Ball brainstorm their next big move in getting their less-than-average-looking, more-than-average terrifying clients out of the gutter and onto the silver screen. What big ideas were just on the other side of the horizon?
Patty?
Yeah, Jesse?
Patty, look.
I'm looking, Jesse.
You gotta come over here and look.
I look with my eyes, not my feet.
You gotta come see this. You just gotta.
Oh, fine. What on this side of heaven is that, Jesse?
I think I taught my flea from the flea circus how to ride his little bike.
Flea circus?
Yeah, remember? I bought it last week. Or was it the week before?
Oh my God, it doesn't matter when you bought it. It's a waste of time.
This is gonna make us huge.
How can a flea make us huge? There ain't even a camera around that can film a little old flea. How then are we gonna get the little old flea onto the big screen? It ain't called a big screen for nothing, you doughy dolt.
But...
You know what you're supposed to be doing, Jesse.
I do, yeah.
And what is that?
Do I have to say it?
Obviously you do.
Come on.
Hey, if you got time to waste with the fleas, you got time to remind me what it is you're supposed to be doing.
Fine. I'm supposed to be practicing my juggling.
Ah, that's right. So you sit over there in silence, tossing bric-a-brac in the air, and I'll sit over here doing what I should be doing.
And you're doing what exactly?
Oh, you know full well and good what I'm doing. I'm percolating. I'm letting the clouds form and swell with moisture and be ready to get my skull drenched with ideas.
That's the worstest way ever designed to communicate that particular sentiment.
Hey, get to getting. I'll worry about me.
If you say so, Pats. First, I start with the single bean bag. Then, I add a rubber chicken. Classic. Finally, the tour de force showpiece. The thing I always have trouble with, I add one. Hey, Patty!
Hey, what, Jesse?
Remind me why I'm juggling and not over there thinking with you.
You ever seen a person with two heads?
Nah.
Well, me neither. One head is better than two. That's the saying, yeah?
I think the saying is two heads are better than one. From Aesop's Fables, if I'm remembering right.
You need to add that third some such and quit the squawking. If you need a reason for your current past, we don't know when we're gonna need a distraction.
You're right. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. A good way to live. So, I'm doing something I've never done before. And adding this jingle bell, as long as there are no distractions.
Suddenly, a knock comes on the door.
Knock, knock. I hope I'm not disturbing anyone.
I think I thought I almost had that one.
Oh, please come in, Mr.
Name's Johnny Santoro, but I do have an aunt on my mom's side.
You're a
Kappa.
I was gonna say a monster.
I was gonna say you're being rude.
Perfectly fine. My appearance does test one's imagination.
So you said you're a
Kappa?
That's right.
I am indeed.
And remind us what exactly a Kappa is, you know, for my dim-witted but lovable friend here.
I'm a mystical creature of Japanese folklore that generally inhabits bodies of water, kind of a cross between a turtle and an imp.
An
imp? Imps are typically humanoid creatures with pointed ears, horns, and or wings, often associated with fire or darkness.
Dead on, my friend. Most of my kind have webbed hands and feet and a long, slippery tongue. See?
Oh, wow, that is some tongue. I bet you're ahead with the ladies.
He did say webbed hands and feet.
So he did.
I always say that even though I'm a guardian of water, the dating pool is pretty shallow. Anywho, I fell in love with the movies as a little,
creature?
Beast?
I was gonna say kid.
That makes sense.
I always saw myself as someone with it.
Slime?
Scales?
I was gonna say star potential.
That makes sense. Hey, listen here. There are a few schlocky horror and comedy pictures coming, getting ready to film downtown in the next couple of weeks. You've got a real Ship Howard appeal to you. I think we could work with.
That's nice of you to say, but I had more of a leading man part in mind.
I mean, Mo Howard seems to be pretty happy and healthy. But that's not to say the other stooges are all permanent and whatnot.
I want your help, but I simply cannot settle for anything other than top billing.
Oh, now listen here, Pad and Pally Pal. My partner and I can pull off some amazing stunts, but bagging a lead role for someone with no experience?
Did I mention that Kappas are known for their malevolent nature?
Malevolent? Meaning?
A person that does all kinds of evil and unspeakable things to his unexpecting victims?
I was going to say monster, but y'all seem so much more quite.
Okay, well, when you put it in those specific terms, we have a deal.
Put her there.
Oh, that is wet and dry all at the same time.
Within a few days, Jesse and Patty had set up a meeting with a casting agent at the studio.
All right, we gotta meet with the casting agent. You stay.
Got it. Stay it right here.
Aw, not you, knucklehead. You're with me.
That sounds like fun. Johnny, she was talking to you.
Got it. I'll stay right here.
Don't go anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
Don't touch anything.
Not touching anything.
Don't.
Got it, Pat. You go. I'll be here when you return.
The oddball team was off to make their meeting with their newest of new best friends, Ruth Schwartz. Johnny told to stay where he was, had other plans.
Stay here, Johnny. All you gotta do is stay here. That's all that was asked of you. That's what you gotta do. Eyes on the prize. You got this. Ooh, a shiny red light. And what's that sign say? Filming in progress. Don't mind if I don't.
Patty and Jesse arrive at the office of the aforementioned Ruth Schwartz.
Ruth?
Ruth Schwartz?
I know what you're gonna say, and you don't have to say it.
I don't know what to say when I'm told not to say anything.
Your sweet yet dim-witted, chisel-jawed, meathead of a friend here is exactly what I'm looking for.
Thank you?
No thanks, not necessary. You're not that smart, I can tell by your face, but you've got that it factor.
It?
It.
I don't know whether to accept your compliment or be insulted by the everything else of it all.
What my kind, if not confused, cohort is trying to say is he's not the reason we're here.
Well, that is an interesting turn of events.
We have some such someone that you should see.
Thought you were going to lose that sentence there.
Yeah, that wasn't my finest smithing of words.
Good catch.
Thank you.
Who is the second coming?
I wouldn't say...
Second coming?
He's just...
A monster.
Talent. Monster talent.
So you haven't oversold him?
Maybe, but maybe not. But also maybe.
Then take me to this massive talent.
And away we go.
Not long after, Patty and Jesse escort Ruth to meet Johnny. But when they do arrive, there's no Johnny anywhere to be found.
Where is this most invisible of men?
He was right here.
Right here?
Where could he be?
Wherever could he be?
Oh, stop repeating what I'm saying.
I'm gonna stop repeating what you say, starting now.
Look, from the bottom of my heart, I promise that Johnny...
Pipe down, Pipsqueak.
That seems overly aggressive.
Nope.
Yes. I don't think you're being objective about you being objectionable.
Again, cutie, clam up, hush, wrap it up, and put it in a bow on it. Otherwise, I can't hear that.
Yeah, what is that?
From the sound stage that Johnny was eyeing earlier, there came a resonating rumbling. A half hour earlier, though.
Stay here, Johnny. All you gotta do is stay here. That's all that was asked of you. That's what you gotta do. Eyes on the prize. You got this.
Johnny Santoro was about to wander onto an active set.
Well, isn't this something unexpected?
Who is this vagrant that has wandered aimlessly onto my set?
He's not part of the cast, sir.
It's director, not sir. And you could have fooled me. If he's not wandering, he's meandering. If he's not meandering, he's maundering. Whatever the case, I don't have a leading man. And without a leading man, I don't have a picture. Where does that leave us, Nathan?
Out of a job.
You, maybe. But I have an above the title credit. You know what that means?
Yes. No. I don't know.
It means that Winston Ford, director, is emblazoned above on each and every poster. Those posters only get made when there's a picture getting made. And where is Leslie Howard now?
I'm not sure, sir.
You're not sure, and yet the world keeps on spinning, kid. What's your name?
Nathan Wilson. We've been working together for years.
Not you, you mealy-mouthed goon. I'm talking to this mid-sized morsel of a... I wouldn't say a man.
Neither would my mom, actually.
I like it. You're funny. You entertain me. Is that a turtle shell on your back?
As a matter of fact, no. It's more of a carapace.
I don't know what that is.
It's closer to an exoskeleton like a shrimp.
I phrased that like I cared, and yet I do not. You've got something, kid.
A skin condition.
No. Well, yes. That too. Before I go any further, though, I'll ask you this. Can you swim?
I don't want to say I'm a water deity exactly. Let's just say that I'm very well acquainted with wet.
Incredibly weird way of saying that. But you're captivating. I must film you. What do you say?
I say, where do I sign?
At this current moment, Patty, Jesse, and Ruth are all learning.
I got cast. The part, it's mine. I did it.
Hey, you mean we did it.
We could say we, but since it was more me here less than we, I would say it was me more than we.
What a labyrinthine way of expressing that sentiment.
Hey, what are you saying, pal?
We had a good run, but I feel we've outgrown each other. It's been fun, though, hasn't it?
No, it hasn't been fun. You flooded our apartment, you threatened our landlady, and you scream in the middle of the night.
It's more of a howl, really.
Point is, we are a team.
We are partners.
We are done. Have a good day. I said, a good day.
Johnny, baby, Bubala, we have so many places where you might fit into this organization of artists.
Can you believe that guy?
I don't think we have much of a choice.
It's not what I meant, numbskull.
Don't worry. We'll get through this.
I know we will. And this picture with that thing involved? Ha! It'll never be a hit.
It's a hit. Posters declaring the midnight train to nowhere a success were plastered all around town while Johnny was being showered with praise.
Oh, stop! You're making me blush!
With fancy homes.
I didn't know mansions could feel so homey.
Even luxury cars.
A Lincoln K Roadster, and it's a convertible!
Meanwhile, on the other side of town, Patty and Jesse aren't seeing the same success.
I know that our car works, we have a roof over our heads, but a few more feet of wall in every direction, that clunker out front doesn't have many miles left in her. And to top it all off, Johnny ain't told nobody about the job we got him, so we ain't got no clients either.
Technically, he did get the job on his own.
Great! We're losing out on those sweet paychecks because of a technicality. Jesse, don't you see? Without him and no other clients, we're broke.
As long as we have each other.
As long as we have each other, there's two mouths to feed.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Pray?
Good idea.
We can pray after dinner.
Food. Great idea.
Quicker than you can say, lights, camera, action. Johnny Santoro's Kappa-like roots start to sneak into his day-to-day routine, becoming far more arrogant and difficult than first expected. Johnny stretches what little credibility he had to begin with. He starts belittling his co-workers.
Am I gonna walk around and rip out your lights in the middle of a scene? Then while you're walking through mine, you horrible little man.
He starts more creative control.
These sconces clash with my skin tone. This is simply unacceptable.
Even demanding more money.
You know what's better than one car? Two.
But what could this last? It simply could not. One night, not long after, Patty and Jesse get an unexpected phone call.
Oddball talent. We make the things that go bump in the night go up in lights. Yeah, I know. The slogan is still a work in progress. Why are you... Wait, you don't expect us. No, I can't imagine us. All right, fine. We'll be there in a jiff.
Who was that?
Oh, you don't want to know.
What was it about?
You don't want to know. You ready to come with me?
I don't want to go.
I don't know why I asked. You don't have a choice.
As a wise woman once said, away we go.
Patty and Jesse were off to the studio to meet with an old friend they hardly knew, they barely knew, a while back, for just a short time. They had been beckoned for the film studio back lot, right next to gigantic tanks used for the swimming scenes in the Busby Berkeley pictures.
How do you think they get all this water in this humongous pool, Patty?
One drop at a time, I would assume, Jesse.
A figure appears from the shadows and the shallows.
This is why we came here, and this is who we're helping?
I'm not sure we're helping him. Jesse, old buddy, old pal.
Then why did we come all the way down here?
It's a bargaining tactic. Hey, keep cool and let me do the dealing. Hey, how's it shaking, Johnny?
I've seen better days, I've certainly seen worse, but I've seen better.
What seems to be the problem, Bob? I mean, Johnny. But Johnny don't rhyme, so here we are. I guess I could have said job, but I don't think that's any clearer than Bob.
Hey, speaking of clear, old pal of mine, why don't we just let Johnny do the verbal jigging, and we'll sit back and enjoy.
I owe you a huge apology. If I'd stuck with you and your and let you handle all the interests of mine considered best, none of this would have happened, I tell you. None of it. I've been a holy terror to work with. I haven't made my call times. People are jumping ship left and right not to be around me, and who am I to blame them?
Well, while the recognition of your poor attitude is certainly a breath of fresh air, it don't pay the bills.
Certainly don't.
I'm a nincompoop. I'm the first to say it. But I have a bigger problem. Help me.
Oh, you did say I. But we can turn that frown upside down and turn that me into we. You've got friends shaped just like us, Johnny boy.
Does that mean...
Yes, I mean us.
That's great news, because I think I might have accidentally killed someone.
Ooh, what?
It was an accident, I'm telling you. I told my little swimmer friend here that I thought she was all kinds of attractive. Told her what a great swimmer I was. Told her wrestling was my forte. She thought I was flirting, which... Okay, I kind of was, but I also kind of wasn't. Next thing I know, I've drowned her and removed what I believe to be her living essence from her rear end, her shirigatoma.
Her soul?
Hold on. Though I couldn't be a tiny bit florid as the offset macabre nature of this evening, but yeah, basically.
Patty, a moment of your time, please.
Jesse.
A moment of your time, Patty, please.
Jesse whispers to Patty, gesticulating wildly. That is until...
Deal, Johnny. We'll help you.
That's great news.
But you've got to watch me juggle these three simple objects.
That seems strange, but sure, why not?
First, we start with the beanbag. Next, a rubber chicken.
Got him!
Huh?
Yes, you did get him. But I still didn't get to use the jingle bell.
Hey, you sure he ain't getting back up?
The water spilled out of the indention on the top of his head. Any powers he had, he ain't got them no more. Just how it works.
Hey, say, where did you learn about all that?
You spend all your time brainstorming, and I thought you needed help. Clouds are made from water vapor. I figured the ideas were the water vapor, and I needed a ton of them to get my thinking thoughts wet. So I studied up on our moist mate over there, found out his strength was his charms, but his weaknesses, bowl full of water on his head.
Well, that makes perfect sense. You are a gentleman and a scholar.
Aw, shucks. But how do you think Johnny sleeps? He can't lay in bed or nothing.
No time for that. Now we call the cops.
With the fantastic fiend apprehended and the walls of the movie studio painted with the red and blue lights from the cop cars gathering around, Patty and Jesse make their way home.
Extra, extra! What do you think the headlines in the gossip columns will read for this tomorrow?
A wet demon arrested for whacking a wacky dame in the water.
Oh, how alliterative of you.
Thank you. And yours?
Sea creature beached.
Smart but simple. I like it. What's the plan for tomorrow, Patty?
You know, not much on the books, but we do have one meeting. Something about a giant ape. We'll have to see if that's crazy as it sounds.
It certainly sounds bananas to me.
What kind of troublesome ghouls and goblins will Odd and Ball dig up next?
I see what you did there.
Nice.
Join us next time for those stalkers of the scary, those trackers of the terrifying, those Hollywood hunters. And girls, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of our broadcast day, but we can't leave you without a song. It's so hard to say goodbye, we all just smile and sigh, and now we all sing.
Until next time, the laughter, the tears, the anger, the together until we part. It's such sweet sorrow.
And so for now we say,
until next time, we love you.
Until next time, we'll be waiting here on the dial just for you. Good night.
Shortwave Kitsch is a Hat on a Hat production, produced with love and curiosity by Kristen Granite, Maddie Casto-Kobler, Brooke Rash, and Brandon L. Joyner. You can catch our broadcast on popular platforms like Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And as we close this chapter, we invite you to stay connected. Maybe you want to see us perform live. We hope that you'll even consider supporting us. Find out how to do this and so much more at swkradio.com. There, you can dig into bonus content, engage in lively discussions, and discover how you can play an active role in shaping the content that you love. For those looking to dive even deeper, check out our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes access and perks. And of course, a heartfelt thank you to our listeners. You make all this possible. Subscribe, support, and stay tuned for more tales from Shortwave Kitsch. Until next time, take care.